This recording accompanies the language ab initio examination. Paper 2. Listening Comprehension for English, May 2022.
Cet enregistrement accompagne l'examen de langue ab initio, épreuve 2, compréhension orale d'anglais, May 2022.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de lengua ab initio, prueba 2, comprensión auditiva de inglés, mayo 2022.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions. You are going to hear a conversation at an information desk in a train station. The conversation is between a member of station staff and a passenger who has lost her travel card.
Hello, I've lost my travel card and I'm not sure what to do.
Don't worry, you can get a replacement.
Oh, good.
So, did you buy your card online?
No, I got it at the train station.
And what type of card is it?
I got the student one.
Right. In that case, you'll need to fill in this form. I'm afraid you'll also need to pay £15 for the new card.
Oh, okay. And it says I need to attach a passport photo. Do you have a photo booth here?
We do. It's over there by the entrance.
Okay, I'll do that later. What time do you close today?
We're open until 7 o'clock.
Okay, thanks very much. Bye.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Hello, I've lost my travel card and I'm not sure what to do.
Don't worry, you can get a replacement.
Oh, good.
So, did you buy your card online?
No, I got it at the train station.
And what type of card is it?
I got the student one.
Right. In that case, you'll need to fill in this form. I'm afraid you'll also need to pay £15 for the new card.
Oh, okay. And it says I need to attach a passport photo. Do you have a photo booth here?
We do. It's over there by the entrance.
Okay, I'll do that later. What time do you close today?
We're open until 7 o'clock.
Okay, thanks very much. Bye.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Hello. I've lost my travel card and I'm not sure what to do.
Don't worry. You can get a replacement.
Oh, good.
So, did you buy your card online?
No, I got it at the train station.
And what type of card is it?
I got the student one.
Right. In that case, you'll need to fill in this form. I'm afraid you'll also need to pay £15 for the new card.
Oh, okay. And it says I need to attach a passport photo. Do you have a photo booth here?
We do. It's over there by the entrance.
Okay, I'll do that later. What time do you close today?
We're open until 7 o'clock.
Okay, thanks very much. Bye.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text B. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions. You are going to hear a school nurse giving a presentation to students about healthy eating.
As you know, this is our school health week, so I'd like to talk to you about healthy food choices. First, breakfast. Making healthy choices in the morning is very important. I know cereals are a popular choice, but most of them are full of sugar. It's much better to have some fruit, an egg, and maybe some toast. Secondly, lunch. Lots of you choose pizza or chips in the canteen at lunchtime because you like the taste, but they really haven't got the nutrients you need. No nutrients mean no energy. This is one reason why many of you are too tired to take part in our interesting after-school clubs. Why not choose healthier options, like freshly made soup, for a week, and see how much better you feel? Now, take a moment to think back to the survey you did last week about free time activities. This poster shows the results. As you can see, the most popular activity is using social media, followed by online browsing, with watching TV in third place. This is important because it's common to want to snack with these activities and you need to make the right choices. Replace the sugary drinks and chocolate with carrot sticks, fruit, nuts, and water and see the difference. I promise you that you will have better energy levels.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
As you know, this is our school health week, so I'd like to talk to you about healthy food choices. First, breakfast. Making healthy choices in the morning is very important. I know cereals are a popular choice, but most of them are full of sugar. It's much better to have some fruit, an egg, and maybe some toast. Secondly, lunch. Lots of you choose pizza or chips in the canteen at lunchtime because you like the taste. But they really haven't got the nutrients you need. No nutrients mean no energy. This is one reason why many of you are too tired to take part in our interesting after-school clubs. Why not choose healthier options, like freshly made soup, for a week, and see how much better you feel? Now, Take a moment to think back to the survey you did last week about free time activities. This poster shows the results. As you can see, the most popular activity is using social media, followed by online browsing, with watching TV in third place. This is important because it's common to want to snack with these activities, and you need to make the right choices. Replace the sugary drinks and chocolate with carrot sticks, fruit, nuts, and water, and see the difference. I promise you that you will have better energy levels.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
As you know, this is our school health week, so I'd like to talk to you about healthy food choices. First, breakfast. Making healthy choices in the morning is very important. I know cereals are a popular choice, but most of them are full of sugar. It's much better to have some fruit, an egg, and maybe some toast. Secondly, lunch. Lots of you choose pizza or chips in the canteen at lunchtime because you like the taste. But they really haven't got the nutrients you need. No nutrients mean no energy. This is one reason why many of you are too tired to take part in our interesting after-school clubs. Why not choose healthier options, like freshly made soup, for a week, and see how much better you feel? Now, take a moment to think back to the survey you did last week about free time activities. This poster shows the results. As you can see, the most popular activity is using social media, followed by online browsing, with watching TV in third place. This is important because it's common to want to snack with these activities, and you need to make the right choices. Replace the sugary drinks and chocolate with carrot sticks, fruit, nuts, and water, and see the difference. I promise you that you will have better energy levels.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text C. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions. You are going to hear an interview about the impact of online shopping.
Hello, listeners. Today's guest is Steve Jones, an environmentalist. He's here to talk about online shopping's impacts on the environment. Welcome to the show, Steve.
It's great to be here.
So, Steve, what exactly is the problem with online shopping?
Well, online shopping means more delivery vans on the roads, which causes more greenhouse gases.
I see. But if people don't shop online, they'll probably just drive to the shops.
That is a good point, but people driving to the stores usually buy more than one item on each trip. Also, items bought online use a lot of packaging, and very little is recycled.
I see. But what about people who want to buy something special or unique that's not available locally?
I'm not suggesting that people should never shop online, but there has to be a change in online shopping habits.
I noticed that you started an online campaign about responsible online shopping. After a short break, we'll be listening to your advice. Welcome back, listeners. So, Steve, tell us your advice.
So, first of all, shop locally whenever possible, and try to walk or cycle to the stores. This will reduce emissions.
Well, that's great, but perhaps not possible for everyone.
Okay, so if you must shop online, order several items together. That way, there'll be fewer delivery vans.
That seems like good advice.
Also, people need to reuse or recycle the packaging they receive, and companies need to reduce the packaging they use.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. I guess anything we can do, however small, makes a positive contribution. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Steve. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Hello, listeners. Today's guest is Steve Jones, an environmentalist. He's here to talk about online shopping's impacts on the environment. Welcome to the show, Steve.
It's great to be here.
So, Steve, what exactly is the problem with online shopping?
Well, online shopping means more delivery vans on the roads, which causes more greenhouse gases.
I see. But if people don't shop online, they'll probably just drive to the shops.
That is a good point, but people driving to the stores usually buy more than one item on each trip. Also, items bought online use a lot of packaging and very little is recycled.
I see. But what about people who want to buy something special or unique that's not available locally?
I'm not suggesting that people should never shop online, but there has to be a change in online shopping habits.
I noticed that you started an online campaign about responsible online shopping. After a short break, we'll be listening to your advice. Welcome back, listeners. So, Steve, tell us your advice.
So, first of all, shop locally whenever possible, and try to walk or cycle to the stores. This will reduce emissions.
Well, that's great, but perhaps not possible for everyone.
Okay, so if you must shop online, order several items together. That way, there'll be fewer delivery vans.
That seems like good advice.
Also, people need to reuse or recycle the packaging they receive, and companies need to reduce the packaging they use.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. I guess anything we can do, however small, makes a positive contribution. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Steve. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Hello, listeners. Today's guest is Steve Jones, an environmentalist. He's here to talk about online shopping's impacts on the environment. Welcome to the show, Steve.
It's great to be here.
So, Steve, what exactly is the problem with online shopping?
Well, online shopping means more delivery vans on the roads, which causes more greenhouse gases.
I see. But if people don't shop online, they'll probably just drive to the shops.
That is a good point, but people driving to the stores usually buy more than one item on each trip. Also, items bought online use a lot of packaging and very little is recycled.
I see. But what about people who want to buy something special or unique that's not available locally?
I'm not suggesting that people should never shop online, but there has to be a change in online shopping habits.
I noticed that you started an online campaign about responsible online shopping. After a short break, we'll be listening to your advice. Welcome back, listeners. So, Steve, tell us your advice.
So, first of all, shop locally whenever possible, and try to walk or cycle to the stores. This will reduce emissions.
Well, that's great, but perhaps not possible for everyone.
Okay, so if you must shop online, order several items together. That way, there'll be fewer delivery vans.
That seems like good advice.
Also, people need to reuse or recycle the packaging they receive, and companies need to reduce the packaging they use.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. I guess anything we can do, however small, makes a positive contribution. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Steve. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.